Peter Lynham.
And how are you going today?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm excellent, yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, somebody wished me a happy Diwali on Saturday.
Okay, were you confident enough to say it back?
And yes, okay. I was. But then I started digging around about what I should have said and what I should have offered. Fortunately, it was online, so some of the traditions I really couldn't honour. So I couldn't take them sweets,
okay,
which is a very important part of the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't celebrate with fireworks, although there seemed to be plenty going off on Saturday night. In fact, I thought maybe Guy Fawkes Night had been extended somehow.
Mm.
But it is quite interesting because this is a big festival. A lot of Indians in New Zealand, and I don't know if you saw that some Indians were calling for it to become a public holiday.
Oh, wow.
Well, it makes some sense because it's now the largest ethnicity behind Maori.
Is that right?
In New Zealand? There's more Indians using Indians to include people of sort of broad ethnicity rather than just Indians. So, in fact, most of them are from India itself. So this is more than 6% of the population. And so you can see that there's quite a case, because Diwali is an interesting festival. It spreads across a range of different religions, not just what we call Hindu, but also the Jains and the Sikhs. There was a Sikh who sent me the Diwali greetings. So it's an eclectic kind of festival. It's highly religious, but on the other hand, it's highly secular as well.
We were unfortunately double booked at the last Drive Island, and there was a Diwali festival going on down there at the Alan Melville Centre, and we just showed up and
did our
little radio show there. And
but you found a little bit of competition, did you?
No, we felt welcomed by the people. They were very nice.
Well, one of the
great things, situation.
Indians love others to join in their festival. They don't altogether understand when we don't get it about their festival. Now, it's a bit late to get people online for this year, but it could be worth a little bit of instruction for next year.
What exactly are they celebrating? I mean, take us through it. Start at the start.
Okay. So, I mean, it does actually depend on which part of India you come from. But if there's, in fact, in the several days of Diwali, there's partly celebrating the great defeat of the evil demon god Ravana by Rama. So Rama is the incarnation of Vishnu and is the favorite of all gods. So in this great story, Rama's wife is abducted by Ravana, and Rama makes a long journey to the land of Laka and saves her. And so that's a very dramatic story. And a lot of the pictures and illustrations that you will have seen around Diwali will be of that event. But there's also a Krishna version of the story. It depends whether you're in South India or North India, in which the demon is called Narakasura. Some of your listeners will help me on the pronunciation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Lord Krishna who in that case does it. These are variants of the same story because they're mythological stories about the defeat of evil. And so, not unlike in the Christian version, the defeat of evil lies at the heart of the Christian story as well. And so this is played out in, fantastic stories. But it's also a festival of lights. So there's also the birth of the goddess Lakshmi, who marries Vishnu. And in all of this, this is part of the great festivities. Indians love, to be careful for our Indian listeners, but many Indians love the display of gold and silver, and Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth. And so wealth marries the symbol of humanity. And so it's a promise of prosperity, because Lakshmi is very linked with milk. So she comes up in an ocean of milk, and the nectar of immortality appears. So, I mean, you can see that these stories, you know, highly mythological, but are played out in a large number of Indian dances and Indian traditions, and certainly there were very few celebrations of the festival here in Auckland. I mean, Alan Melville was virtually the only place, I think, wasn't
okay.
it?
Okay. What other traditions sort of go hand in hand with the month of Diwali?
So, feasting, giving gifts, eating very popular Indian delicacy.
Papadam?
It begins with S. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, samosas.
Samosas. So samosas are very much linked with the festival.
I was actually thinking the other day about how every like place on earth kind of has their own version of a pie, and that's definitely the Indian pie.
Yes, that's right. That is right.
And then I was actually pies aren't even good. And then I started to kind of pies with samosas, and I was like, man, samosas are actually way better than pies.
Yeah, samosas have got a lot to commend them, haven't they? Mm. That's right. And new clothes.
Oh, is that a thing as well? Okay.
Yes, very much a thing. I got confused because I had thought that white clothes was the feature of Diwali. But some of the material I read said black clothes were the feature of Diwali. And so your listeners will have to help us out on this.
Okay.
In South India, the festival has a slightly different name with a few extra syllables slipped in.
Same time, though?
But exactly the same time, and actually really the same festival.
Right.
But one of the things to understand is that what's called Hinduism is, you know, in some ways it's a Western invention, that when India was colonized and increasingly being grabbed by different European powers, one of the things that happened was that Europeans came in and began writing up the religions and the history of India. And in the process, believing that, you know, religion should be tidied up, they created a name called Hinduism to cover the, you know, quite striking contrast between the nature of religion in North India and the nature of religion in South India. And so, as a result, in some ways, Indians have been quite influenced by that way of thinking, so that they talk of something called Hinduism. But if you look at any of the temples here in Auckland, different temples are dedicated to quite different gods, and they have along with them different versions of traditional mythology associated with them.
It's definitely a lot of gods. I know that much.
There are a lot of gods. Some Indians say that there are more gods than there are Indians.
Far out.
Which is a phenomenal thought when you think there's a billion Indians today.
Mm.
So the case for a recognition of the festival is interesting. No Western country, I think, has recognized Diwali. I may be wrong in the case of Canada.
When you say recognized, like a day off?
Yes, given it as a day off.
It's kind of strange, though. When would you do that if it's a whole month-long festival?
Yes, but there is a high point day.
Okay.
It's, of course, a lunar day, and so it varies every year. So if they were going to do it, this would create further complications in doing so, because it would need to be a movable feast. And those feasts always get messy from the point of view of government regulations.
Mm. Sure, I mean, surely it would be, Matariki would be the first sort of cab off the rank when it came to a new public holiday.
Right on, John, actually, right on.
Yes, I think that's true, and I think we're getting very close to that being recognised as a public holiday. But I wonder whether one solution might be the right of different religious traditions or different ethnicities
to have a day off,
to claim a holiday and perhaps surrender one of the religious holidays of the Christian version, say one of the Easter days.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yep, keen. Let's go for it.
Because, I mean, I think it's really important that Indians strengthen each other by standing alongside each other and encouraging each other. And we should do more to encourage that to happen.
Right on. Someone's saying they live out in Linfield, and The fireworks over the last few nights have been way better than over Guy Fawkes, apparently.
Yes, well, it was very interesting on Saturday night, wasn't it? That there was, it showed you, well, in Linfield I could understand that. So there are particular places, and Linfield will be a classic example in the Hillsborough area in general, with, you know, very strong Indian presence. And really, it has transformed Auckland.
Mm.
And the Auckland Council has traditionally given good recognition, and so the Diwali Festival at Aotea Centre, I've always enjoyed, but because Alan Melville made it a much smaller scale festival this year.
Right, yeah.
Now, there's always next year, given given some kind of vaccine being available.
For sure. Hey, Peter Lynham, thank you very much for chatting to us. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
That'd be great.
Thanks, mate.
Very good. See you.